So yeah, speaking with Max Vergeer, and obviously Max, you know, coming off just a great weekend, Swift Current at the Amateur Championship, where he made the cut and a really good round in there as well. We're going to get to that, but learn a little bit more about you. So, you know, 15 now, I believe, but how did you get started in golf? At what age with you, and what got you out there for the first time?
Yeah, well, my grandparents live at Pike Lake, right across from the little 9-hole course there. So when I was younger, my grandparents and my parents would take me out, just swing the clubs out there. And then when they realized I started to like a little more, I took the lessons at Wildwood when I was about 8. And then every year I've kind of liked it more and more. So I started doing the junior program at Wildwood, and then moved to SGCC and did it there, and then MJTs just kind of took off from there. But
yeah, no, all started at the old sand greens at Pike Lake. Lots of people have started there for sure, Max.
Yeah.
I guess. So when did you get into the MJT? How old were you?
When I was 12, I think about halfway through that 2018 season, I started playing at. Moon Lake was the first one.
So, yes, what do you like about the game? Because obviously, as you mentioned, you know, you're going out there with your grandparents, just kind of swinging around a little bit. But there must have been a love early on. What is it about the game that you do enjoy?
I think one thing, I've always been pretty competitive when it comes to sports. So I was just wanted to get better. And with golf, there's never a limit. So you can always keep pushing yourself and getting better. And I think that was one of the biggest things. I was pretty motivated. But also, it's just fun to be with your friends and be outside and just doing something I love.
Absolutely. So what, you know, you like going out there with your buddies, but you mentioned the competitive side. Is that what kind of pushed you to getting into the tournaments and the MJTs and how obviously the provincial circuit?
Yeah, I'd say so. I wanted to test myself against the other best players and our best competition around the province. And
so obviously playing against the best, you show up at the AM and Swift Current, you know, one of the youngest. Theron is young for sure. Alex, I think, a little bit older than you, but you three seem to be the youngest guys out there. What made you want to, you know, come down and actually partake in it, first of all?
I think it was first in 2019 when I volunteered at Saskatoon Golf and Country Club when the AM was there, and I had some buddies playing in it, and since then I've wanted to play in it, and just worked out this year at Elmwood, of course. That I've played quite a bit, and yeah, just found it a perfect year to fit in between the MJTs and everything, so.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be a fixture at it now for a long time, unless you obviously give up your amateur status sometime along the way. What was your goal for the week going in?
I'd say my main goal was to make the cut. I knew that it'd be tough, but it worked out in the end. I played pretty well, and yeah, made the cut, so.
Yeah, you sure did, and it was awesome. You know, I don't have all three or all 4 days, I guess, in front of me, Max, here, but I know there was that round of 67. I think it was round two. It really vaulted you up the leaderboard. Probably, you know, unless you kind of if you have a rough one on day three, that one was probably the one that figured. You know, did it open your eyes and think I kind of belong here? This cut should be made, and what a round for you? Just kind of take me through the day.
Yeah, well, I started off just pretty solid, just making putts, getting up and downs when I needed to. And then I think it was really on the 11th and 12th holes I made some really good pars. That kind of got me settled in and comfortable and ready to make some birdies. And then I knew going after that par 13, had a lot of good chances at making birdies. And like pretty perfect, actually, in those last 5 holes, just making the putts, hitting the shots I needed to. It's pretty awesome.
Is that your dream round in your competitive career? I mean, I know you've got some medal wins and you're the U15 champion right now for the junior championships, but you know, 67 the AM, man, you were beating some top guys.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet so far. That's the lowest round I've ever shot, so it's pretty awesome to do in front of big lots of competition and yeah, some of the best players in Saskatchewan, for sure.
Yeah, you know, we just kind of touched on how nice it was to make that cut. But what about the experience you gained? How do you think that's going to pay off for you going forward?
Oh, big time, for sure. I think it's just awesome to have a good start. And now I'm playing with those guys. So, I know going forward that I can do it and I can play with those guys.
Absolutely. So obviously, as I just mentioned, you know, U15 champion a year ago at Elmwood. So obviously Elmwood's becoming one of your favorite places to go. But, you know, what's your goal for this year? You know, we tee off in Moose Jaw in a couple days here.
Well, of course, I'd like to win it again. I'd like to play as well as I can. And yeah, hopefully win again. But
so it goes up to 19. Do you feel that, you know, you can be the U19 champion as well?
I think if I have a really good week, I have a chance of getting up there for sure.
Yeah, I would say for sure.
Play like I did last week.
Yeah, no doubt. It might almost feel easy for you after the week you just had.
Yeah, never know.
And I guess just further down the road, Max, obviously a few more years of school and lots of time to decide what you want to do. But do you feel right now and going forward that the golf is going to be a big part of your future, whether it comes to an education, career, whatever?
Yeah, I think so. I think just because of how it's really become one of my passions, and I love it. So I think, like, I don't know what it'd be like without golfing. So I'd definitely like to hopefully get into a school somewhere warm, somewhere I can golf all year round, and then further on, try to make it to a pro tour or something like that. It'd be pretty sweet.
Well, for sure it would. I guess anything else you just want to add, Max? I know we're going to talk plenty of times over the years as you grow up and continue your career, but anything else you just want to add today about where you are and where your game is right now?
Thanks, Jason. Really, the work we've been putting in has really been helping. Thanks. Everybody's been supporting me. It's been a good year so far, and hopefully it can just get better.